minutes. That's why you're going through your stuff, and you're going through your stuff, and you're going through your stuff, and I'm going through my stuff. But it's all basically the same stuff. We're all going through the same issues because we're all part of this Christ mind. We're all part of this great evolutional pull. And so the individual units are all having within our own individual lives all the stuff that comes up that represents in this collective unconscious, in these deeper Christ minds, the areas where as a racial mind we are unhealed. We share our problems as well as we share the answers, because our problems are the misperceptions that we've all inherited from the same cultural stimulus. My mother said to me basically what your mother said to you in one way or the other. Right? One of the things that we talk about in here is getting over the idea that you're so different because of what happened to you in your childhood. We were all emotionally violated in this world. This world is an emotional violation. That's what the Course in Miracles says. This world is based on an emotional violation. And whether the form was your parents or your teachers or the mental institution or drugs or alcohol, the form doesn't matter. What does matter is that the form represents a place where the human mind was not aligned with God. Now, since the entire species is just, if you've ever read anyone like Teilhard de Chardin also talks about it that way, like there's this whole power that's much greater than the individual, which has to do with all of the human, the body of Christ awakening, okay? So in all of these areas where in our individual life it might seem like just my stuff, it's not just your stuff. It's how the problems of this world, the misalignment of this world sits in your life. In your life, it might seem to you like you don't know how to expand in the area of your work or your career, or you don't know how to expand in the area of your relationships. But this movie isn't just about you. Neither does anybody else. So once you realize that you're going through something that everybody's going through, then you begin to get the idea that your life is just a portal by which the answer may enter into the realm of human consciousness. If it doesn't enter you, and it doesn't enter through you, and it doesn't enter through me, how is the answer going to be presented to the world? If the problems are just the problems in the individual units, then the answers also will come from the individual units. Now, just as the problem is bigger than the individual units, so is the answer bigger than the individual units, the answer being the love of God, which when within our minds is an alignment in such a way that we can walk through anything and we are invulnerable to pain. That's where the Christ mind is getting to. We are becoming God men. We are becoming people, and it's so much bigger than you or me. We're talking about centuries of history. We're talking thousands of years. We're talking about the human race being lifted now. We're talking about the human race going through its stuff now in such a way, okay, bring it on me. Okay, lay it on me. We're going to become different. We're talking about that profound a change. We're talking about a people who, instead of being scared all our lives, who instead of groveling for things, realize that we are at the effect of nothing, we are the cause of everything, we are unlimited in power because that power is given us by God, we are unlimited in our capacity for love, and should we understand the principles and how to allow that love to flow around us, that is all we'll get back in return. That's all that your problems are really about. All that your problems are really about is, as the Course would say, lessons that God would have you learn. The Course in Miracles says that when you have a trials in your life, things that aren't so good, that don't feel so good, it's the Holy Spirit's chance of bringing up something that you've been through before that has been a problem for you, but it's coming up again so that this time you can look at it differently. This time you have a choice to experience your experience differently. Now, once you have done that, once you have mastered that, then you are at a point where you will never be the same again. Once you get to a point in certain kinds of relationships and certain kinds of situations, see, if you're not coming from God, if you're coming from the ego, then what you get in life is the same problems over and over and over again. Am I wrong? But what happens when the Holy Spirit is healing your mind is that you get into a situation and there's something you get. You got it. So then in the next situation, that becomes your starting point. Once you learn that, you never go back. That becomes your starting point. Now, sometimes how it feels to us is, my God, I've done so much work. Can't I get a break? Because it's, right? Because it seems like the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. But see, that's good. That's the way we're all being healed. The top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. As soon as you've gotten clear on one aspect of your life, You know, it's not like such a simple procedure as, okay, I got it, now leave me alone. Right? It's not like that. It's like the universe says, you're doing good. You're doing good. Now, can you take this? You know what I'm saying? And that's why you can't tell from the outer circumstances in somebody's life how they're doing. Do you know what I'm saying? See, the old-fashioned metaphysical thing is, well, you know, if they're doing real, real well, then you'll never see any sign of discord in their life. But the truth of the matter is that the closer you are to the light, what does the Course in Miracles say? The ego mind is suspicious at best and vicious at worst. So as long as you're just really not all that together, but you're mildly miserable, the ego doesn't create a lot of problems. But if you start approaching the perspectives in life that really allow the doors of heaven to open up inside of you, then the ego will do everything it can to resist that. Now, even that is part of the greater glory of God, because those are your ways home. It's those areas where your ego creates a problem that is also your way home. It's spoken of in many psychological systems that whatever the area is of your psychic wound, that area of psychic wound will always also be your path to consciousness. And that's true in this culture. Our psychic wounds have to do with romance. Our psychic wounds have to do with work. There are particular areas where we have psychic wounds. But what's happening, isn't it, is that we're all going through those wounds. We're all getting the opportunity for those to be presented to us so that we can experience them differently. And then in those areas where we have been wounded, those are the areas where we become people of the answer. Now, you're always more insightful. You're always wiser in those areas of life where you have done your most intense questioning. Isn't that right? Where it's not just intellectual stuff for you, but you've really walked through it. You've really been through some stuff. So in these areas that are our psychic wounds, rather than being upset because the issues come up for us in our lives, the thing to understand is that the universe is taking us. See, there's a place in the Course where Jesus says, I have more faith in you than you have in yourself. Sometimes the very trials in our life show that the universe considers us a bigger deal than we consider ourselves, that big an issue we would be confronted with. Because it goes back to that idea that the universe never gives you more than you can handle. If there is a problem confronting you at all, what that problem you should think of is that problem is saying to you, you know what? You have it within you to experience this in such a way that it's no problem. That's what a problem is saying to you. Even if it seems to you overwhelming, the truth of the matter is that you have it within you to choose differently. Because the message of the Course is that there is no order of difficulty in miracles. Anything that is a problem in your life that you think of is a problem because of something outside of yourself. You were victimized. It happened to you. It's anything, whether it be a disease or something in a relationship or something in a job, you look at it in such a way that it seems to you the world has done something to you. The real message there is, okay, now wait a minute, through the power of Christ within you, you have the power right now, if you will give up your own perceptions, if you will give up your own ideas about what's supposed to be happening, if you will remember the principles of truth, if you will be willing to just release everything and everybody to be exactly as they are, if you will raise yourself, if you will allow yourself to rise above the level where you are accusing anyone of anything, then you have the power within you, the power of God, to be so lifted in your perceptions of this that nothing is going on. And then the next time you walk in your life, it will never seem to you like that ever happens again, because you got it. You got the lesson. So really, if you have a problem in your life, it's not that it's someone else's fault. That's what we tend to do. When we have problems in our lives, we tend to get angry. We're angry because this happened, or we're angry because that happened, or we're angry at this person, or we're angry at that person. Now, the Course in Miracles says that all that anger is anger is when you look at a person and you are upset because they fail to fulfill the function that you gave to them. It's like you think you wrote this movie and they're not playing the part that you said their character should play. They're not on this earth to play the part that you think their character ought to play. That's the lesson in life. If you understand what it means to let it be, and if you understand what it means to let people be, and if you understand what it means to let things be, then you stand in dominion. Because if you don't, what you're saying is, this incident stops me from my greater good. This incident stops me from my greater good. Well, if you think that, that will be your experience. If you think that something...